Hello.
Hey, Michael.
Yes.
Hey, how's it going, Michael? It's Brian. I'm not sure if you remember me. We spoke last week about the solar program and helping you cut down on the power bill. Does that kind of ring a bell?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, ring the bell. Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Yeah, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good, man. Thank you so much for asking. I know the last time we had spoken was back in March. It was just about the newer program, but I know you wanted to look more into installing it yourself. Were you able to get that installed?
Yeah, so remind me, what information you need from me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the reason we're calling is because there are new government-endorsed solar programs that were just helping homeowners cut down on their high power bill without needing to come out of pocket anymore to get the solar installed. Right? But it's just depending on if you guys can qualify. Does that make sense, Michael?
Yes. Absolutely. What information you need from me?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What info you need from me?
Oh,
like
yeah.
You asked me something.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I was just asking because I know the last time we'd spoken, you mentioned that you were looking more to installing the panels on your own, and you wanted me to reach back out in a couple months to see if you were able to do it or not.
Yeah, no, I think, like, from point of you can tell me if I qualify for the program or not, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, correct.
Yeah, and basically, like, I would say, if you can just send me a little bit, I don't know, maybe you sent, but I'm very busy. But
uh-huh.
If you can send me information, basically, this is, like, I would say, 3,000 square foot house, right?
Uh-huh.
So what's the options? You know, how many panels I need and so on?
Oh, that's a great question. So as far as like how many panels you would need and like how much you would be saving, I wouldn't be able to give you an exact number just because it's always different for each and every home, right? Because of their usage, their square, like how big the house is. But that's something that our consultant takes a look at during the consultation. That way he goes ahead and breaks that all down for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's all problem with the time. So if I can,
mm-hmm.
if you can, don't spend a lot of time, but give me a little bit of preliminary information, like 3,000 house in California, you know, like what's the option, how much I can save,
what
the program does me. If you can give me just so I can sit like late in the evening, you know, drink tea and look at the stuff, not talking to anybody and don't spend a lot of time as preliminary stuff would be nice.
Gotcha. Yeah, I can definitely go ahead and send you just some like general information on how like the programs work. Based on like the savings wise, I know you mentioned the last time you guys are paying above 200. Is that right?
One more time.
I know the last
again,
time.
Sorry.
Yeah, no worries. I know the last time we spoke, you mentioned you were paying above $200 on the power, right?
Yes, and I can get exact number, like tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, so above 200, just because with homeowners that were paying above that 100, we've been able to help them see savings as high as 40% on their current bill, right? But that's just why it's important for the consultant to stop by, because what he does is he looks at that bill that you receive, and on there has a bar graph. That's what he uses to, you know, calculate how much you could be saving.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Okay, and basically installation of the panel, you install them on the roof?
Correct.
I see. And what's the life expectancy right now of the roof, of the panels?
So as far as the panels, I believe is 25 years, right? But that's something the consultant would definitely go more into detail for you because he knows more of the information on that side.
Yeah. What about the quality of the roof? I mean, how you install it? You drill holes in the roof? What's the procedure?
Yeah, great question. So as far as the roof, right, so what we use is we use a racketing system that's placed on your roof, right? So we use a ceiling called geocell to prevent any further drilling on the roof, right? So in case anything were to happen as far as damages, it does come with warranty, right? But that's why the consultant, it's very important for him to stop by. What he does is he actually breaks that more into detail for you to show you exactly how that all works.
Yeah, right. Well, tell you what, send me information. Is
mm-hmm.
that my email address?
What was that, Michael? Sorry, it's cutting out a bit.
You have my email address?
No, I don't.
Okay, Motors, Motors, Mike,
uh-huh.
at yahoo.com.
Got it. Okay, perfect. Sounds good, then, Michael. I'll definitely go ahead and send you that right now. You know, and then I'll just give you a call back. Would this time on Friday be a good time to give you a call back?
Friday is good, absolutely.
Friday's good. Okay. I'll just give you a call back on Friday because in the end, we really would need to see if you are actually a good fit for these newer programs because as good as it all sounds, not all homeowners are. So that was just my job was just to verify those few details to see if you could be a good fit. And then that's when we just find that better time and date to actually go over all the details with you.
Yeah, and ask and put an email, put the questions which you asked me, like why some owners qualify, another one not. What it depends on.
So it's mainly depending on the property, right? Because some homes, they do have too many trees on the property. So if it has too many trees that are created shading over the roof, the home might not be able to qualify as well as the
I
roof
don't
if
have it.
the
I don't have it.
you,
I don't
you
have. I have palm trees, but I don't have close
Oh, okay.
trees to the. Yes.
So it's pretty open, you'd say, on the roof?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Another one would just be like the homeowner, right? You would just need to be the homeowner on the title, and you were the one on Calle Miramar, correct?
Say it one more time. Sorry.
You would just need to be the homeowner on title, and you were the homeowner here on the 33466 Calle
Correct.
Miramar?
Correct. Yes.
Okay, awesome. And was there anyone else on the title there with you, like maybe a spouse or a family member?
Spouse.
Your spouse was on there with you? Okay, awesome. And I know you mentioned the roof, it was getting a good amount of sunlight. Another one would just be the condition of the roof. It would just need to be a good condition. Do you know if there's any like holes on that or maybe any leaks on it?
Yeah, no, I mean it's not new house, but roof. I mean, I can tell you what roof condition is. I know it looks great. It does have leaks.
Oh, you've received a couple leaks, you mentioned?
No, I don't have no leaks, and it
Oh, no.
looks great.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay, so there's no leaks.
Exactly. No leaks. No leaks. It looks great.
Okay.
What condition of the roof exactly? I cannot tell you. It should be good.
That not a problem. That's not a problem. As long as there's like no damages that you're aware of and it looks pretty fine, then that shouldn't be an issue at all. But that's something they could definitely take a look at. And then the main qualification for the newer programs, it is to have a good standing credit score above 670. Do you feel like you'd meet that?
No question.
What was that, Michael?
Yes. Yes.
You
Answer
would.
yes.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I know it's a silly question, but there's no existing solar on the property there, right?
No. Say again? No.
There's no existing solar on the property?
Correct.
No, okay, awesome. Well, based on what you did tell me, Michael, it definitely does seem like you guys could be a good fit. The next step was really just finding that better time and date to have the consultant sit down with you guys. What he just does, he sits down with you and your wife, breaks down the program, answer any questions you have, and then most importantly, see if you guys can get approved. Right? When it came down to you and your wife's availability, were you guys more available like in the mornings or maybe afternoons?
And when you said approved, who is going to approve it? It's government?
Yes, correct. So what the consultant does is he goes more into detail for you, right? Because based on what you're telling me, it does seem like you could be a good fit, but the consultant does need to take a look at the property as well, just to make sure everything's good.
Understand. Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. Send me all info and call me Friday.
Yeah, sounds good then, Michael. Would this time be a good time as well?
Yes.
Perfect. Then I'll give you a call back on Friday. That way we could just find that better time and date.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Of course, Michael. Thank you.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye.